Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit. If you joined us late or were called away and would like to re-listen to this presentation, visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca. Click Interviews and scroll down alphabetically. To recap our first segment, we learned that 70% of Canadians, including children, are vitamin D deficient with a variety of causes. We also learned that our cells, tissues, and organs have vitamin D receptors to perform vital functions and for disease prevention. I'll begin with a disclaimer. I'll be providing information obtained from studies specific to vitamin D and its association to illness and disease regarding both prevention and remedy. It will sound like vitamin D is a cure-all. Yes, it plays a significant role in our health, but know that there are multiple factors associated with every malady. So let's start with colds and flus. It's estimated that 50 million adults and children in North America will get the flu between November and March. We know the benefits of vitamin C to eliminate the severity and symptoms of a cold, but vitamin D appears to be better at preventing the cold. A University of Colorado study with 19,000 American adults and adolescents clearly revealed that those with lowest blood levels of vitamin D had significantly more cases of cold and flu. Conversely, the same study showed that those with optimal blood levels of vitamin D had lower rates of respiratory tract infections. Vitamin D supports the immune system, prevents inflammation, and increases white blood cell activity to protect the lungs from infection. What about the flu shot? A Dutch report stated that 50% of the vaccinated population in a home for the elderly caught the flu, compared to 48% of the unvaccinated group. The next condition is depression. SAD, or seasonal affective disorder, is common in winter climates. Light therapy is known to be helpful. Research at the Medical School of South Carolina found that a single dose of 50,000 IUs improved the symptoms of depression better than light therapy. Vitamin D improves depression because it controls an enzyme required for the production of three important hormones and neurotransmitters that can influence mood: dopamine, epinephrine, and norepinephrine. Cardiovascular health is also influenced by lack of vitamin D. A study in the Archives of Internal Medicine, a publication of the American Medical Association, followed 13,331 healthy men and women over 9 years, with 1,806 deaths, 700 of which were associated to heart disease. They concluded the risk of all-cause deaths, that is, the overall death rate, decreased 26% with those with adequate vitamin D. The researchers then recommended that vitamin D be added to the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Risk factors like high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, obesity, diabetes, lack of exercise, smoking, age, gender, and family history. They are requesting vitamin D be added to this list. Another trial was conducted regarding congestive heart failure. A clinical trial published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition concluded that high doses of vitamin D was helpful to people suffering from congestive heart failure. Research indicates that inflammation is a contributing factor. Vitamin D is an anti-inflammatory. The study used 2,000 IUs per day and found the inflammatory factors were reduced 43% compared to a placebo. In regards to cancers, researchers at Moores Cancer Center at the University of California, San Diego, report that adequate vitamin D can lower the risk of 16 different types of cancer. One of those is breast cancer. A British medical journal, The Lancet, reported the regression of breast tumors with vitamin D supplementation. Researchers found that women with breast cancer and the highest levels of vitamin D had the best prognosis. A Canadian study reported that women adequately nourished with vitamin D had 1/4 the number of abnormalities on mammograms. Another on the list was colorectal cancer. Another study done at the University of California in San Diego followed 2,100 men for 19 years and found the rate of colon cancer was twice as high in those who consumed the least amount of vitamin D and calcium. That colon cancer rates to be 4 to 6 times higher in Northern Europe and North America than in countries closer to the equator. Prostate cancer. A University of North Carolina study observed that American men were 10 times more likely to develop prostate cancer than Japanese men. They found that Japanese men consume higher amounts of vitamin D and omega-3 due to their high intake of fatty fish. Also, a University of Toronto study showed that 2,000 IUs per day reduced or prevented further increases in PSA in the majority of men with advanced prostate cancer. How does vitamin D affect aging? A study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition described an association between longer chromosome telomeres and increased levels of vitamin D. Telomeres are the caps at the end of chromosomes that shorten with age, with oxidative stress and inflammation. The study found that adequate levels of vitamin D in the blood lowered the oxidative stress and inflammation, and those individuals had longer telomeres, thereby slowing the aging process. Brain health. Vitamin D deficiency is common among older adults. A 2006 study showed that 58% of the participants age 50 and older were deficient. This group was found to have an 88% higher chance of suffering from anxiety or depression and had poor performance on mental function tests compared to those with optimal vitamin D levels. The study concluded that vitamin D deficiency can be associated with suboptimal brain health. Emory University School of Medicine showed that D deficiency is a contributing factor to degenerative brain disease. Vitamin D and asthma. A study of 600 children showed the lower the vitamin D levels, the worse the asthma and the higher likelihood of hospitalization. In addition, the same study showed that insufficient vitamin D also was associated with more severe allergies. The good news is that vitamin D can safely be used with inhalers. Another study from the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology also linked vitamin D to the immune system and lung development of the fetus, showing that higher intake of vitamin D by pregnant women reduces the risk of asthma by as much as 40% in children 3 to 5 years old. Migraines. Vitamin D deficiency is common with migraine sufferers. The Ryan Wheeler Headache Treatment Center in Miami found that 41.8% of those who suffer from migraines were D deficient. Relief was achieved when their blood levels of vitamin D was increased to optimal levels. Athletic performance also improves with vitamin D. Researchers at the University of Manchester in England studied sprinters and competitive weightlifters. They found that vitamin D increased the number and size of fast twitch muscles. With diabetes, vitamin D is needed for normal insulin secretion and glucose tolerance. The National Center of Biotechnology Information states that vitamin D treatment has also been shown to improve glycemic control and insulin sensitivity. They also say vitamin D deficiency contributes to both the initial insulin resistance and the subsequent onset of diabetes. Bone health is dependent upon vitamin D. It promotes intestinal absorption of calcium, and along with vitamin K2, is necessary for healthy bone mineralization. When D is low, bone loses minerals and mass. Also, low calcium levels can also affect the nervous system and the cardiovascular system. Bacterial vaginal infections have a lower incidence with women who have high levels of vitamin D, according to a report by the Journal of Nutrition. C-section surgeries are a 4 times greater risk with vitamin D deficient women, according to a 2-year study by Boston University of Medicine. The development of premenstrual syndrome, PMS, is greatly reduced among women with adequate intake of vitamin D and calcium, according to the research by the University of Massachusetts and published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. Research has also been done regarding multiple sclerosis and vitamin D. The University of Toronto discovered that MS lesions seen on brain scans were reduced with vitamin D supplementation. The University of Oxford published a study in the Library of Science Genetics Journal reporting a link between vitamin D adequacy and preventing the expression of a gene related to MS, and that vitamin D adequacy during pregnancy and early childhood can reduce the risk. What about acne? Back as far as 1938, it was found that vitamin D would help, and in some cases eliminate acne. The Vitamin D Council reported this archived study of 132 acne patients, with 75% of the participants showing varying signs of improvement and many recovering completely. Kidney disease. According to a report from the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology, patients with moderate to severe chronic kidney disease can reduce their risk of death by 25% by having adequate blood levels of vitamin D. So who should be cautious when consuming vitamin D? Anyone with severe kidney disease or renal failure, anyone with lymphoma, and those who suffer from sarcoidosis should carefully monitor vitamin D and calcium levels. So in summary, I mentioned at the start of the show that 70% of Canadians are deficient in vitamin D, a nutrient necessary for the healthy function of many systems in the body and the prevention of poor health. What if we could bring that down to 60% or 50%? The collective overall health of Canadians would greatly improve, but it begins with each one of us for that to occur. Research, studies, and clinical trials point to vitamin D deficiency as a contributing factor to many illnesses, diseases, and conditions. Research also reveals that optimal blood levels of vitamin D, obtained through a combination of sun exposure, dietary consumption, and supplementation, greatly improves our body's ability to prevent many of the conditions mentioned today. The details of the studies mentioned today far exceed the time available to present them, so the intent of this show was to present the significance of this vital nutrient and its broad range of influence on our health. So thank you for listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit. If you missed any part of the show, simply visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, and click Interviews. And visit us at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health all life long.